Hey there, Sabine Gideon here. Hope you are having a fabulous week. Doing this real quick extra episode because there's been some recent developments that I wanted to make sure that I shared with you sooner rather than later, as I've already created content for the next several weeks. So I wanted to be able to bring this to you first. If this is your first time listening, again, I'm Sabine Gideon, the host of Women of Power, Purpose, and Prosperity, and also formerly the founder of She Leads Network. So I say formerly, not because the network is going away, but our name is changing and has to change, and I'll share why. So I'm going to just kind of share from the top of my head and from my heart with you today. Because I feel compelled to share this, I feel compelled to expose this, and I feel compelled to remind those who are part of this community, who follow me, who, you know, are part of my extended network, who I am, what I stand for, and also what I don't have tolerance for. So with that, last week, the Thursday the 8th, I received an email from my website. And the email basically indicated that from this other woman entrepreneur indicated that I had violated or I was violating her trademarks because she leads trademarked in many of the categories around business, around coaching, all that stuff. So basically where I operate. And as a result, she is serving me a cease and desist. So what that means is moving forward, I can no longer use She Leads in any of my stuff. So now, luckily, I had already changed the podcast from She Leads Now to Woman of Power, Purpose, and Prosperity. So we're good there. But that does leave She Leads Network. And you've been listening to me, you know, promote it. And it's been something that I actually went all in on for this year in terms of building up the membership. So I'll get to what that means for She Leads Network in a moment. But I wanted to take a few moments to share what troubles me about that message and that email. And so on the surface, any one of us can look at that and be like, oh, okay, well, you know, that's part of business. This person has a trademark and they're well within their right to exercise it. On the surface, you're absolutely right. And I too agree with that. However, the thing that I am not able to reconcile, the thing that I am still working through deep within my soul and within my spirit is the who that it came from. And I'll tell you why. So this individual, back last year around April, I had interviewed someone on the podcast, or it was a live series that I was doing. I interviewed them and that they had indicated that they were going to be on this individual's show. And the show at the time, it wasn't called She Leads Anything. So, you know, I go on the person's website and I notice it. And there's a part of me that remembers when I was originally looking at, you know, what to name the network and everything, that remember seeing that website. But I also saw it and saw that this was a website that had nothing to do with executive coaching, with leadership development or anything like that. It's completely aside from that. But when I went back on, you know, last year, I was just like, oh, okay, this person is about elevating the voices of other women, helping to build their confidence. And so I was just like, oh, okay, she is my people. So I reached out to her via her website. And I think a day or so later, she responded back and was just like, you know, it's so good to hear from you. Would love to connect. Would love to have a conversation. You know me, I also followed up with a LinkedIn request just in case it didn't go to her directly, let her know I wanted to connect. And when I reached out to her, I did let her know that I also have a podcast. It's called She Leads Now. I had the network at the time. And so, you know, her and I scheduled time for us to connect, to have a virtual coffee, meet and greet. And she didn't show up. It was like 10 minutes in. And I was just like, okay, I'm going to end this now. And I sent her an email and I said, hey, you know, something must have came up because we had, you know, time scheduled at this time. But, you know, let me know if you'd like to reschedule. She never responded. And at the time, I was just like, okay, that's a little awkward and rude. But, you know, I gave her the benefit of doubt. Maybe things happen. Maybe she decides she didn't want to talk to me. Cool. No sweat. over the last year, we've been first connections on LinkedIn. I've liked her posts. I've shared her content with clients. Actually, just recently, I shared something that she posted. I'm under the assumption that she's seen my stuff on LinkedIn. So there was no secret that Sabine Gideon had a podcast called She Leads Now and or She Leads Network. I mean, granted, there have been periods where She Leads Network, the enrollment was closed, but that's neither here nor there. So this is someone who is in my network. This is someone who I've communicated with. This is someone who has engaged or not engaged, however you want to look at it, who is now serving me a cease and desist. And there's a part of me, and I've said this to a couple friends who I've shared this with, I was just like, I think I would be less offended if it were a complete and total stranger. But the fact, the irony that one, it is someone in my network that I actually know and have engaged with in some capacity. Two, it's another woman whose work is to help elevate and, you know, support other women. Like that, to me, I'm having trouble reconciling. I'm being completely honest with you. I recognize, and here's what I will say too. I recognize that on the trademark piece, that is ignorance on my part, in the sense that when I didn't do an initial trademark search, what I did was a search to see, you know, what other companies that had like She Leads was doing the work that I was doing. There were other communities, but outside of the country. And so I did my due diligence there. I did not do the trademark research until December. I had a lawyer look to see if I could trademark She Leads. And at the time she came back, she said, you know what, it is registered in so many different categories that the likeliness that you'll be able to get one of those categories based on what you're doing, you probably won't be able to do it. At which point I asked her, okay, well, what does that mean? She was just like, well, you know, there's a lot of stuff on She Leads out there. So, you know, unless someone exercises their right, then, you know, you've been doing it for the last few years. So just, you know, keep going as is. That was literally just a couple months ago. And I get this email on Thursday. So I'm sharing this for a couple different reasons. One, I want to make it clear that I don't compete with other women. There is not another woman on God's green earth that I see as my competition. Secondly, with 7 billion people on this earth, there's no way that I was put on this earth to serve every person, nor do I believe that anybody else was. Third, I don't have time. I don't have the tolerance. I don't have the bandwidth for behavior like that. And as we know, I'm pretty sure, and maybe I'm overstepping here, we've all experienced that in somehow, some capacity, right? Someone feels some type of way, or they are operating in a fear-based mindset, and they've taken action that was rooted in fear with probably very little consequence to what that means overall. And then last thing I'll say on that is there's not a woman. I already said there's not a woman on God's green earth that I see as my competition. There is most certainly not another woman who is doing the work of elevating the voices of other women, or who is doing the work of empowering and building the confidence and giving women the tools that they need to be their best selves that I would ever compete against. If anything, you're part of the mission. You're another leader in the mission to change the narrative. And then lastly, the fact that as much as I talk about networking, as much as I talk about, you know, being intentional about building your network so that you can collaborate, so that you can open doors, the fact that one, it is someone in my network, and that two, it is another woman. That part, I'm being honest, I'm still working through it. I am still working through it. That said, I will work through it. I will figure out what the next steps are. I wanted to share that with you all. As you know, I've been promoting She Leads Network here on the podcast. Enrollment is still open. We're going to have a different name because legally I have to, but the mission has not changed. The mission has not changed. I am determined now more than ever. And maybe that's her gift to me. Maybe that is the gift of this experience to me, that I am determined more than ever to create spaces, more than one now, spaces where women can be ambitious, women can have drive, women can want to change the world and have a space where she has a sisterhood that supports her, that celebrates her, that is willing to collaborate with her. Because we have enough of that cut down, mean girl mentality in this world. We don't need any more of that. The only way that we are ever going to change the environment that we live in, we talk about the patriarchy, or you hear people talking about the patriarchy. The patriarchy is not the issue. The patriarchy is not the issue. It can just sit back and do nothing. The more we tear each other down, the more we claw to the top of the pot, if you will, like crabs in a barrel, the more we destroy our own chances of elevating to the levels of society that we can. And so I don't tolerate that behavior. I don't engage in that. And the community that I am building, I hope, I pray with everything in me that y'all don't operate that way. We operate from a place of love. We operate from a place of caring. We operate from a place of compassion. And so if this has done anything, it's redefined my purpose. To put it simply, it's redefined my purpose and my passion and my drive to change the narrative that we as women, that we when we come together, we do great things. I'm a firm believer, you know, the Bible says a house divided cannot stand. And when we are divided, we can't make the impact that we want to make. And I'm not here for that. I'm not here for that at all. So while I am doing my work, and when I say my work, I mean the internal work of healing, the internal work of reconciling all of this, what it means, the gifts that are behind this spiritually, I'm also going to be doing the work physically of figuring out what the new name is going to be and redesigning the website and doing all of that stuff. But, you know, I definitely want you to know that I definitely want you to know that the mission, because I can't apparently say She Leads Now or She Leads Network. The mission has not changed. The mission, if anything, it's expanded because we need more women. We need more women celebrating, collaborating, connecting, because it's been proven that when women come together, we change the world. And I'm going to stay focused on my mission, and I'm not going to let this, whatever you want to call it, derail me from that. And so I say that to those of you who are listening. And I know that there are women on here who are also entrepreneurs. You know, let this be a lesson to you that if you don't have your stuff trademarked, please, I encourage you to look into it. Not so that you can turn around and tear somebody else down because they're quote unquote in your lane, but that you can ensure that no one, legally or otherwise, can ever send an email and try to destroy what you've worked so hard to build. So, you know, that is a cautionary tale that I got to experience that I can then relate to you. But, you know, I'm going to leave you with this today, this week, this month, whatever. Like, go out of your way. Go out of your way and celebrate another woman. Go out of your way to congratulate another woman. Go out of your way to collaborate or connect with another woman. There's 7 billion people on this earth. There's 7 billion people on this earth, and Lord knows how many women. There's more than enough for all of us. There is more than enough for all of us. That's how I choose to see life. That's how I choose to see this experience. That's how I choose to see everything that I have been given. And so I'm going to continue the work. You all, hopefully this wasn't, you know, too too much of a downer than usual, but I had to share. I had to share because when we can heal in isolation, we can do things in isolation, but I think there's power when we expose stuff like this, because I'm not the first one to deal with, or this is not my first time dealing with, let's first and foremost, maybe in entrepreneurship, but certainly not the first time dealing with it. And maybe not the last, maybe not the last. And so I think the more that we can expose this type of behavior and call it out for what it is and call it out as wrong, then we can start to shift the consciousness of women all over the world. I don't care. There's a lot of talk around, you know, society pits us against each other and da 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 da. Society does a lot. But every day we wake up, every day we look in that mirror is a day that we get to choose who are we going to be? What energy are we going to put out there in the world? What seeds are we going to sow into the lives of other people? We get to make that choice, regardless of what society has, you know, imprinted in our minds and in our hearts. So I will leave you with that. I will keep you posted on what the changes are going to be. I appreciate you being part of this community. I appreciate you being part of the change, if you will, of the narrative of how women can show up for each other, how women can support each other, and how women can elevate with each other. So I leave you with that, and I will be back next week with another episode. Talk to you soon. Take care.